You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
It's time. War of the Roses, only on the Jubal Show.
No, it's weird when you hop on a computer that somebody's been using and check the internet history and there's just nothing on it.
Well, yeah, you know what they've been doing.
Yeah, exactly. Because you're like, wait a second. You haven't been on the internet ever, huh? Never on this computer before? Well, Andrea is on the phone today for a War of the Roses to catch a cheater, and she thinks that her boyfriend might be cheating on her all because of internet history issues, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, that could tell a lot.
Yeah, yes, it could. It definitely could. Let's find out more. Andrea, what's up? How are you?
Hey, I'm good. How are you?
Not too bad.
Yeah.
Thank you for your email. So tell us a little bit about your situation. What's going on?
So I've been dating my boyfriend, Carlos, for 2 years now. Mm-hmm. And lately, I don't know, I've just been like getting this weird feeling that something's up. Because he's just been on his phone a lot lately. And so, you know, I got suspicious. So after he used the computer, I kind of thought, you know, let me check the internet history. Mm-hmm. So I checked it. Nothing.
Nothing.
Absolutely nothing. He cleared it.
So he's never searched the internet in his whole life.
Okay, wait. So if he was watching adult videos, would that not be okay with you?
No, because he's done that before.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm sure he has.
We've talked about it.
Okay.
It's fine. It's come up. It's okay.
Okay.
So, and if he went, so there wouldn't be that reason.
Okay. And if he was, you wouldn't be like upset about it. Like, you know, if you know that he does that from time to time and you checked his internet history and you saw some kind of video he was watching, you'd be like, oh, okay, well, he was just having a fun afternoon by himself. Like, it wouldn't bother you.
No, I mean, okay. I get sometimes I leave.
All right.
So not that. So I kept checking it for like a week, and every time he cleared it.
Okay, that's weird.
Well, I could understand why though, because some of the titles of those videos are pretty shocking. You don't want that. You don't want that coming up.
What you're watching.
You would know. You would know.
So is that it then? Well, the internet history is the reason that you think he's okay.
No, so the other day we were looking up someone's profile on Instagram, and so when he went to the search bar and typed something in, there was no Instagram history, history on Instagram.
Which, all sorts of shades.
Yeah. Okay, so he's definitely looking for people that he doesn't want.
Or someone.
Uh-huh. Yeah, or someone that he doesn't want you to see or anyone to see or something. I mean, to be clearing the internet history is one thing. You could assume that he's looking at videos or something that he might not want to get caught looking at.
Right.
But then to have his Instagram search erased, that definitely seems weird.
That's not good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I thought so.
Okay. Okay, so we'll try to call him and see if we can figure out if he's cheating on you. Is there any, have you thought of a way to catch him? Is there like a company that calls him or some kind of, is he a member of any clubs?
Like book club?
Yeah, I remember the book club.
You know what? He just got a new job and he did it through the website ZipRecruiter. So they've been calling him a lot for work stuff.
Okay. And he did get a new job?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I was going to say, if he didn't get a new job, then that'd be obviously easy to call him from there because we're looking for a job. Oh, I could call him and be like, hey, congratulations on getting a new job from ZipRecruiter. We got some flowers to send to someone special. You want to give us the name of someone special you want to send it to?
Oh, that's
congratulations.
A good idea.
And then he'll be like, yeah.
Yes. And so maybe he'll either give us your name or someone else's. It's not a bad idea.
Okay, perfect.
Pat myself on the back for that one.
There you go.
All right, well, we'll play a song and then come back and call him and see if we can find out if he is, in fact, cheating on you, all right?
Okay.
All right. Do it next. It's the Jubal Show. How many guys right now listening think that they're being clever by clearing their internet history?
Yep.
So many.
And then they realize, wait a second, if my girlfriend, if I've been watching stuff online that I don't want my girlfriend to know about, and she checks my internet history and there's nothing there, she's going to know I've been watching stuff she doesn't want me to watch. And that's kind of what happened to Andrea, who's on the phone right now for a War of the Roses to catch a cheater. She thinks that her boyfriend, Carlos, might be being unfaithful because recently, he's been acting kind of shady. Also, every single time he's used the computer at the house, she's gone to check it after because she's got suspicious and the internet history has been cleared. So either when he's on the computer, the internet just explodes and there's no internet, or he's been clearing something. Also, they were looking up something on Instagram the other day on Carlos's phone and his search history there was cleared, which makes Andrea think that he's doing something shady.
Very fishy. No, he just doesn't want his phone to get bogged down.
Yeah, that's
what he means.
Yeah, good point, Alex. Yeah.
All that history, all those cookies, so many cookies on the phone. So we're about to call him and pretend to be from a job website where he just got a job from and offer him some flowers to send to somebody special.
Love
it. Say thank you. You know, customer appreciation is my thing. And see if he gives us Andrea's name. Andrea? Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay. And if you find out that he's cheating on you, what are you going to do?
Dump his ass.
All right.
We like to hear it.
It sounds like a stupid question.
Yeah, there's a lot of people who stay with each other.
Yeah.
Yeah, there it's sad.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. That's good.
I know my worth.
All right. Well, I'm going to dial his phone number right now and see if we can figure it out for you, okay?
Sounds good.
All right, here we go.
Hello?
Hey, this is Jorben calling from ZipRecruiter. I was looking for Carlos.
Oh, yeah, this is him. How can I help you?
Hey, how's it going, Mr. I Have a Job?
Exactly. It's going great now.
Yeah, I bet.
Pretty exciting. Yeah. Thank you.
Well, thank you. Sorry to bug you. I know that you're probably pretty busy, especially now that you're starting a new job and stuff, but we're doing a little customer appreciation thing where anybody who has used our website in the last few months and actually has gotten a job gets a little special prize from us. So I'm calling with a special prize.
Oh, wow. You guys give two gifts, huh? A job and a prize.
Yeah. Yep. This one's not going to pay you though. So anyway, yeah, sorry. Yes, we do. We get you a job and then we also give you a gift. And what we're doing this month is just offering people, you know, some chocolates and flowers that they can send to someone special to them.
Oh.
Just to say thank you. I mean,
and they're totally free?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
They're not going to come out of my paycheck?
No, we're not going to dock your pay. Garnish your wages for flowers. Not going to happen.
Okay. Yeah, okay. I know someone I can send them to.
Okay, Carlos, you dog. is this
what?
I'm just joking.
They don't have to know that they're free flowers. Come on.
Oh no, I wouldn't tell them either. All I really need, I can get all the other stuff started. I can send you the email form to, you know, verify and all that. Since we got your email, but I can get this started if you want to just give me the name and relation of the person you want to send these flowers and chocos to.
Yeah, her name is Mariah.
Mariah?
Carrie?
Hello?
Yeah, Mariah?
Carrie?
Wait, is there like an echo?
I'm sorry, I don't know what you're talking about. I was just trying to get the name right. It was Mariah.
Carrie.
Why do I keep hearing my name?
Let me try. There must be an echo. Maybe somebody's coming through on the other line or something here.
Okay.
So you want to send these flowers and chocolates to someone named Mariah.
Carrie.
Every time you say Mariah, I hear like a woman's voice in the background. I don't understand.
Oh, strange.
What's going on?
No, what I was saying was you want to send them to someone named Mariah, right?
Oh, whoa. And are you English?
No, what I was saying is I just thought that you would send them to Andrea.
Wait, what's going on here?
Yeah, Carlos, where are my flowers? Huh? Who's
Andrea?
Mariah? Yeah, that's
Mariah.
Right. What? Now you're pretending like you never said Mariah?
I'm pretty sure we said Mariah a bunch just a few seconds ago.
No, I just, what is going on? Why are there so many different people on the phone?
Carlos, this is the Jubal Show. It's me, Jubal.
I'm Alex.
And I'm Evan.
And on the phone is your girlfriend, Andrea. And we all want to know who Mariah is.
I'm so confused right now.
Is it Mariah Carey?
I don't get it. So, wait, is this like a radio prank?
Not really. Your girlfriend, Andrea, thinks that you might be cheating on her. So we called pretending to be from ZipRecruiter and offer some flowers to send to someone. Mm-hmm. And you gave us the name Mariah. So it sounds like you might be cheating on Andrea with a girl named Mariah.
Carey.
Oh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand.
Well, I think your girlfriend, Andrea, would like to understand who Mariah is.
Yeah, Carlos, who the f*** is Mariah?
She was the person that contacted me about the job I got. I just told you I got a job with ZipRecruiter.
You don't have to lie. You don't have to lie. We're on the radio.
Yeah.
Wait, so your excuse is that you're trying to send them to someone named Mariah who works at the website you got a job from to, what, say thank you?
Who were giving them to you?
She got me a job. I've been looking for months, and she got me a job.
Right.
Yeah, are you f***ing her too?
Ooh.
Uh-oh.
No.
Carlos, who's Mariah?
You should know her if you're from ZipRecruiter, like you told me you were.
We established we're not from ZipRecruiter.
Yeah, we're not from there. Also, it's very obvious that you weren't sending her to someone at ZipRecruiter. Also, Andrea, your actual girlfriend, has noticed that you've been clearing your search history on everything lately.
So what? What does that mean? That doesn't prove anything. I just don't want any random website that I've looked at get me in trouble with my new job.
What about your Instagram then? Why do you need to clear your search history there?
I don't clear my search history on Instagram. What are you saying?
Yeah, when we were looking on your phone the other day on Instagram and searching for profiles and stuff, there was no search history. So yeah, you obviously cleared it.
Maybe Instagram automatically clears it. I don't know.
It doesn't. definitely don't.
Carlos, honestly, like, stop lying. Who the f*** is Mariah?
Oh, my God, Andrea, it doesn't matter. Anyways, babe, I don't have time for this right now. I mean, I really want to talk to you about this when I get home. Okay, we can talk in person, not with some random people on the phone.
Andrea, do you believe him for a second?
Wow.
No, not for a second.
No one does. No.
Nobody does.
Nope.
That is the worst lie in the history of lies.
Yes, that was a terrible lie.
It was.
I would more believe that he was actually sending those flowers to Mariah Carey, like we were joking around, than she worked for that website. So,
me too.
I'm sorry. It sucks to learn that. But like you said, at least you're not married and you knew something was up.
Yeah, thanks for your help, guys.
Well, what are you going to do now?
Well, I'm going to go home and pack his stuff. Probably to some Mariah Carey albums.
Listen to a little Mariah Carey way back and stuff. All right. Well, good luck. Thank you.
Jubal Show's War of the Roses.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah! And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, ah, love that!
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in!
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it!
Tenor girl go shopping.
Yeah, baby!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Bring along the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies to add a sprinkle of joy to your workday. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.